was standing one day on the banks of the Kujalimar. He gazed at the bottom as it peacefully lay by the light of the evening star. Away on a hilltop sat combing her hair, his fair hippopotamine. Hippopotamus was no ignoramus, and sang her this sweet serenade. Mud, mud, glorious mud, nothing quite like it for cooling the blood. So follow me, follow, down to the hollow, and there let us wallow in glory. The fair hippopotami he aimed to entice from a seat on the hilltop above. And she hadn't got a ma to give her advice, came tiptoeing down to her love. Like thunder the forest re-echoed the sound of the song that they sang as they met. His inamorata adjusted her garter and lifted her voice in duet. Mud, mud, glorious mud, nothing quite like it for cooling the blood. So follow me, follow, down to the hollow, and there let us wallow in glorious mud. No more hippopotami began to convene on the banks of that river so wide. I wonder what am I to say of the sea that it chewed by the Shalimar side. They died all at once with an ear-splitting splash, then rose to the surface again. A regular army of hippopotami was singing this haunting refrain. Mud, mud, glorious mud, nothing quite like it for cooling the blood. So follow me, follow, down to the hollow, and there let us wallow in glorious mud. The amorous hippopotamus, whose love song we know, is the married and father of ten. He murmurs God rotten as he watches them grow, and he longs to be single again. He'll gamble no more on the banks of the Nile, which Nasser is flooding next spring. With hippopotamus in silken pyjamas, no more will he teach them to sing. Mud, mud, glorious mud, nothing quite like it for cooling the blood. So follow me, follow, down to the hollow.